Grace, mercy, and peace to you from God our Father and our Lord and Savior Jesus, who is the Christ. Amen. He thought he was going to breakfast. His daughter invited him out, and they went into the building, and they went into the room, and there was his wife, and there was his other daughter and his son. I was there as his pastor, and there was a therapist. And he sat down, and we all told him how much we loved him, how much he meant to us, but also what his drinking was doing to us, how it hurt us, and how it's hurting him. And after pain and tears and honesty, after rehabilitation at Gateway Rehab, after getting a sponsor and going to meetings, and following this 12-step program, he received a new life. He's been clean and sober for over 30 years. Something brand new happened to him. Something that changed his life and the life of those around him. You know, each Advent, we prepare for something new. And for us, someone new. Something unexpected. Something that we didn't think was possible. But God was about to act. We anticipate that God will act and open up a whole new future to us. New possibilities we didn't think about. New ways of seeing, new ways of thinking, new ways of relating. You know, in all the anxiety of our nation, in all the anxiety and problems of our own personal lives, of all the wars and the terrible ways people can treat one another, today we hear a voice crying out in the wilderness, a voice that declares a new possibility, opens up a new future, a different future than was there before. And he gives us a context when this was happening. He says, Luke tells us, in the 15th year of the Emperor Tiberius, when Pontius Pilate was governor of Judea, when Herod was ruler of Galilee, what Luke is doing, he's setting the picture for us so we, especially his readers at that time, could get in touch with it. It would be like me saying, in the time of President Lyndon Johnson, okay? If you're as old as me, then you can make some connections about the Great Society or maybe about civil rights marches or about the Vietnam War. Remember, hell no, we won't go. Remember that? Protests, hippies. And that's what St. Luke is trying to give us, a context. And the leaders that St. Luke mentioned are some of the most brutal, some of the most violent and vicious leaders in the Middle East of that time. When the Romans were an efficient killing machine, the Romans were violent. Herod, it was said, was safer to be his pig than his own son because he killed his own son because he was afraid he was going to take over the throne. And Pontius Pilate, a few years after Jesus was crucified and resurrected, Rome called him back to Rome because he was even too vicious for them. And the Jewish people had to handle this in different ways. When we say the Jews, anytime you try to make things too simple, you're usually wrong. They weren't the Jews. They were a different kind of Jews. They were the Pharisees. And the Pharisees, with this Roman occupation, they were trying to keep the faith. They were very pious. They followed the Torah. They believed in the resurrection. And the problems with Jesus was not that they weren't wonderful people, it was that Jesus had new ways of viewing what God was doing, and they weren't ready for that. They wanted to go back to the good old days. And then there was the Sadducees. These Sadducees, they ruled the temple. And they thought by dealing with Rome, they could survive better, and so they made compromises. They did not believe in the resurrection. There were the Essenes, who thought that society was so corrupt, they couldn't stay there, so they went out into the desert. And they were like the first monks. They kept vigil out there. And then, of course, there were the zealots. There's always those who feel, if they're doing violence to us, we're going to do violence to them. And the zealots were assassins. The zealots were revolutionaries and terrorists. And it's interesting that one of Jesus' disciples was Simon the Zealot. So there's different kind of Jews and different ways they handled this Roman occupation. It's in that context that John the Baptizer comes. And to proclaim God's action to all people who felt forgotten by God. How can this happen to God's chosen people? How can this happen to the promised land? How can this happen to the temple? How could God let this happen? Maybe God's not even there. But he tells them, John the Baptizer, have faith. Repent, turn back to God. God's going to do a new thing. God's going to do a wonderful thing. The mountains are going to be brought down. The valleys are going to be filled in, and the rough places made smooth. Of course, he was quoting from Isaiah, who was talking to the Israelites at that time who were captives in Babylon, and a superhighway was going to be built by God to bring them back to Jerusalem. The king was coming. The wonderful highway was built. God was coming. In the midst of violence and oppression, seemingly overwhelming power, temptations to give up, temptations to be hopeless, temptations to let your anxiety not let you sleep, a new possibility. Something new was offered to us, something new. God was about to act. God was about to do something. But this newness of God's action was lost on the people, many of the people, because they said, okay, well, Great. So Rome's power, Rome's viciousness, Rome's overwhelming taking over of our country, all those crucifixions we see was going to be met with a bigger power, God's power. He's going to kick their butts just like God kicked Pharaoh's butt and free us and get rid of Rome and have a whole new kingdom. That's what some people thought. But they were about to discover how brand new, how unexpected God was going to act. Now I know many of you, and sometimes you feel abandoned. Sometimes you feel empty. Sometimes it's easy to lose faith. You feel alone. You feel desolate. You want to give up. You're tempted to despair. And sometimes that feeling even gets worse during Christmas. Especially when you don't feel like celebrating all the glitter and all the wonderful things. But you're not feeling it. You're not feeling it. We all at times feel that we're in the wilderness. Why did this happen? How could this happen? I can't believe it happened. We want to get out. We want to feel peace again. We want to feel some kind of power. We want to feel alive again. We want a sense of that peace that I talk about the pastors all understand. We want that peace. We want God to act. We want God to act. And John the Baptizer saying, yeah, God's going to act. A baptism of repentance. Turn back to God. He's going to act. How? Sometimes we want this big, miraculous thing to come down from heaven. But sometimes it's as simple as sitting in a sauna at a health club. Yeah, it was actually the steam room. And I was sitting there. There's a guy came in, heavy set guy was sitting there, sweating. All of a sudden, he passed gas. And it was loud. And he was embarrassed. And he said, I'm so sorry. And I was the only other guy in there, so I said, well, it happens, speed. I don't know what to say. But I was thinking, this poor guy's totally embarrassed. So I was thinking, what could I say to help alleviate his embarrassment? So it was quiet for a while. And I was ready to leave. And I remembered a Luther quote. Because Luther, if you read some of his stuff, it's pretty earthy at times. And he talked about passing gas after dinner. But I didn't, you know, he used a different word than passing gas. Luther was, you know. And I said that to him. And I said, Martin Luther. And I said the quote. I'll tell you after church if you want to hear it. And he said, did you hear me talking? I said, no. What do you mean? He said, yeah, I was talking about a spiritual matter. I said, oh? He said, yeah. My sister and I are very different poles of the political equation. And after the election, we got into a horrible, horrible fight. So horrible that we haven't talked for weeks. We didn't even have Thanksgiving dinner together. And I feel really terrible about this. That's a good sign. When you feel terrible and you have some pain, then you might do something about it. So I said, yeah, my sister's on a total different perspective than I am, too, when it comes to that. But I said, what helps me is that family is more important than politics. She's my sister, and this is your sister. He said, yeah, but I don't know what to do. I said, well, maybe the safest thing to do is just write a little letter to her. Tell her how you feel. Be honest. Tell her what you'd like to happen. Just be honest. He said, well, that's something to think about. I saw him 3 days later. And he just, I don't think he knows I'm a pastor. But he said, you know, he said, I wrote the letter. So I don't know what happened. But he had the courage to overcome his fear and open for the possibility of a new future with his sister. Now, here's the good news. God is about to do something new. He's about to intervene in our lives and give us the courage and the boldness to act as if that's true, because it is true. A new kind of intervention. The Word is going to be made flesh. God Almighty is going to become one of his creatures. Jesus did not come to fight violence with violence, hate with hate, fear with fear, because that just escalates things. Jesus had the power of God, because he was God, to be the power of truth, the power of peace, the power of forgiveness, the boldness to reach out in love, hope, reconciliation, humility, the power that is made perfect in love, a love that casts out fear and helps us even love our enemies. John the Baptizer comes today with a message of hope that God was about to act and do something new, something with good news. Good news for recovering alcoholics. Good news for naked guys in saunas. Good news for Pharisees and Sadducees and Essenes and Zealots. Good news for you and me. God is about to act, and something new is going to happen. All flesh shall see this together and see the salvation of God. That experience is for you and me. Don't miss it. Don't miss it. And the peace of God that passes all understanding, keep your hearts and minds in Christ Jesus our Lord.